Okay, praise the Lord. Wonderful songs preparing us for today. Like it with holding nothing. We can hold nothing back from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must surrender all to Him. Great. So, if you know of any sins, go ahead and confess them now. If not, please repeat. And utter our sins prayer after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I
Jesus,
am not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1:9.
Praise the Lord. Now, those of you who know I established the kingdom of God, please do so now, please.
We're just going to do it quietly in a whisper. Thank you, Lord God, that the will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in each and every one of our lives, not just in this Overcomer service tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, that the angels of God encamp themselves round about us with a hedge of protection. And they protect us with Psalms 91:23 in our daily protection prayers. And I'm going to ask that that happens automatically over us and our families, all the way above us through the heavens and stops at the air rights, and all the way below us through the core of the earth and stops at the gates of hell and 360 degrees around us and our properties and our homes in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for keeping all of us safe from any calamity in any way, shape, or form, that the angels of God and powers of heaven make sure of that, and that everything that pertains to us is completely protected in Jesus' name without challenges. I thank you, Lord God, that you are our divine protector, you're a divine provider, and you're with us wherever we go in every mode of transportation. That, Lord God, even the water that comes into our homes, we bless it, and or wherever we use the water, we command it to be purified and sanctified. That regardless where we are, that demons, devils, and evil spirits run away from us because we are submitted to God and His word. We resist the devil, and the demons, devils, and evil spirits flee from us. Contagious diseases flee from us. Criminals flee from us. Ungodliness flees from us. And we thank you, Lord God, that nothing of the enemy shall by any means harm us in Jesus' name. And everyone that agrees says, Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, well, thanks for joining us tonight for our service. I know sometimes some of you have to log off early and get to sleep. Some of the East Coasters, we have a very important announcement tonight. So those of you that could stay on all the way to the end would be appreciated. We're not going to have a long service. So let's go now to our teaching. Praise the Lord.
Okay, prospering your soul. Now, the Lord's really been working on us as our soul prospers. Right.
Okay.
Okay, so now prospering your soul. Lord's been working to me on us and how to, as your soul prospers, everything prospers, you know. And we understand that man has a soul. He is a spirit, has a soul, lives in a body, And it's exactly what the soul is. The original text in the Greek word was psuche, which is translated into soul. Okay. And what do we got here? Let's review this from last week. As thy soul, go ahead, Karen.
Some of them weren't there at the monthly book club. Let's just just
Read it down.
review.
All right. All right.
There we go. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Praise the Lord.
Did you guys get that recorded? I was right. Did you hear
Yeah, he was. You
that?
better you
It's on
better
recording. Yay.
play
Okay.
that a lot of times. Praise
Gotta
God.
pull that up, put that on my phone, you know. Okay. So as your soul processes, let's examine a few scriptures and see how they read. We understand the soul refers to the thinking, reasoning part of us, the mind. 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Now, this covers a lot there. As your soul is prospering, you already got to be there. You don't have to be there, but you will prosper. You'll be in health as your soul prospers. As you are working to get closer to God, which is what we're doing here tonight, your soul is going to prosper. Okay. Do you notice, according to 3 John 1:2, the level or degree which we prosper or obtain health and healing of God is directly related to the degree that our soul, the reasoning part of us, the mind, is prospering, okay? So as we develop our minds, we work, we study the Lord, the Word, we're developing our soul. Romans 12:2, almost the same thing, only in different language. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So as we renew our mind by studying the Word of God, by really getting this into us, into our mind, if it goes to our mind, it goes to our heart. When it's really there, God's going to really open a lot more doors for us, okay? Notice that according to the Scripture, situations and circumstances can be transformed, changed, but only when what we think about them changes. If we renew our minds, the thinking, reasoning part of us, to what God has promised in his word, then things will change. So that's why we do an affirmation. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, because we are thinking of us in a healed state. Okay? If somebody has a challenge and they're speaking this over there, when they have been healed, they've already received their healing. They're thinking about it that way. When you talk about your prosperity message, you know, we talk about your prayers, you know, everything I put my hands to prospers. That means you already are prospering. Okay? You're not saying, oh God, I've got so much debt. Oh God, I've got this problem. No, you're saying everybody has to prosper because that is the solution to the challenge. Okay. What we think matters. Go ahead. Okay. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we have to see ourselves healed, whole, restored, prosperous. Living that godly life, being the influence and taking dominion over every area of our life that we're supposed to, okay? God has stated emphatically that what we think will have a direct effect on us. Jesus told us the same thing in Luke 6:45. Therefore, it is vital that we renew what we think and make sure we think is in agreement with what God has said in his word about the situation. It is important to understand what we think is based on talking about what we believe. What we think is based on what we believe. If our believing is wrong, our thinking will be wrong. If our thinking is wrong, instead of the blessing manifest in our life, we have something other than a blessing that we desire. So you think about things, you believe it. When you believe it, you receive it. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, exactly. So when you think of any challenges that's hitting your body, okay? So some people will say, well, it's a fact. It's a fact that XYZ is happening. It's a fact that I'm seeing this, or a lab report or something to that effect. It's a fact that there's pain and it's hurting you. I think that when you look at those things and you could say, Okay, that might be something that seems like a fact. What are you going to do when you know that God's word supersedes that fact? What are you going to do when you realize that God's word can change that fact? So you will only receive what you say. And if you don't want to keep receiving what you're seeing, then we got to learn to stop saying it and stop being in agreement with the enemy. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what we need to do. Okay. So, it's very important that we make sure that our words are going to line up with the word of God. And if we don't like what's going on with our body, then we need to think of who we truly are in Christ Jesus. Who we truly are in Christ Jesus is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that I have been healed. It doesn't say I'm gonna be healed. It doesn't say after these lab reports come or what I'm seeing on this readout is real. It says, I have been. So it means he did that at the cross. Why are we repeating this? Why are we going through this again? Because if people had the dominion over their souls like they should, there shouldn't be one challenge in your life. Not one challenge. So we have to have more success in our soul, emotion, thoughts, our of who we are in Christ Jesus, and hook up our minds to our hearts, hook up our mouths to our hearts, because the word of God should be planted in our hearts. And then out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks it into being. So if you keep saying, there's pain in the hip, there's pain in the hip, that might be a fact, but you're going to continue having what you say. So, do you want to keep having pain in your hip? The mind has to be renewed and washed with the water of the word, the soul with the emotions that's hooked up to that, and to the whole being hooked up to the heart needs to come into agreement and alignment with the word of God. And we need to be successful of seeing ourselves as dominating our body and saying, body, you're not supposed to have pain. Because I am the healed of the Lord, getting rid of negative symptoms. And these are lies of the devil. I'm going to tell you the story of somebody who had such horrific symptoms of a level 10. 10 is like so challenging, that person should have gone to the hospital. Zero is no pain. You know our pain level scale. 0 to 10, and crying and hurting and needing prayer. And the Lord kept saying to me, say to yourself, this is lie of the devil. I'm not receiving it because I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. This is a lie of the devil. I'm not receiving it. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Went to the doctor for tests, couldn't find anything wrong with the body. Now, was it because there was nothing wrong with the body and the devil is giving the lie? Or was it because the devil is trying to put something on the body because of the affirmations and wouldn't give in to it, didn't take the bait so it didn't catch? Doesn't matter. Who cares? As long as it went away. Sometimes people want to find the reason so much that if we just do the word of God, and the word of God is a two-edged sword, and it cut that out and got rid of it, and we're now healed. Okay, but the thing was, it was a lie. It's all a lie. Because if we take the bait, then it becomes a fact. But the word of God can always supersede that fact. Now, when people get into fear, when people get into unforgiveness, when people get into taking offense, when people have dread of something that might occur that hasn't even occurred yet and may never occur, those are baits of the enemy. That can hinder the person. And if they don't think of that as a lie and they think of themselves as sick, they think of themselves as having lack, they think of themselves as not being able to get out of their circumstance, they think of themselves as having to go up this incredible mountain that's too big for them, that they feel overwhelmed, that's when they see themselves as a grasshopper facing great giants instead of seeing themselves as those that can take down giants. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We have to change our mindset. We have to change the soul. We have to change so that we are successful in who we see ourselves as in Christ Jesus. That when we walk into a room, witches run from us. It happens to me all the time. You can ask Annie. She was with me one time. Went to a restaurant, and it was so notable. The evil pervading. It was so notable. And the arrogance and the haughtiness and the way that she was dressed and presented, you could just see demonic all over. And I looked at her, and she wouldn't look at me. She had to avert her eyes. And I looked at her and I stood in my authority. She got up out of her table with the other two cronies with her and she ran out of that restaurant. Didn't even eat. I've gone into a mental health ward. And there were people screaming and yelling and trying to attack the staff. One tried to stab a staff to death. I had to go in there. That was my job at the time. As director of the facility, I wasn't afraid because I know the greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. How did I see myself? I saw myself as who God made me to be, as who I am in him. It's his power. And when we speak his word, demons, devils, and evil spirits and evil people don't know if it's Jesus speaking or us. When we have on the armor of God and the glory of God is shining, they don't know if it's Jesus or us. And when I went in that ward, E.F. Hutton, everyone stopped. They looked at me. They sat down before I said a word. They calmed down. And I said, this place needs to be in order now. Staff, get up. Because they were all cowering. Some were behind the door. Someone was under the desk. Someone was whatever. Get up and put this place in order. And everybody had to go back to where they were going. You, come in my office. I'm calling the police. They had to take that person away. There was no handcuffs. I couldn't handcuff the person. But in the name of Jesus, you will obey and calm down. That's what handcuffed them. And so eventually I was able to lead that person to the Lord. However, you know, there's two different situations. So the assistant administrator came up to me and I said, I have to go on vacation. Oh, no. Oh, no. What? You can't leave me here alone. I said, aren't you a Christian? Yes, I am. I said, well, use your authority. I have to go. I have to be in a wedding. So he calls me up when I'm in another state. And he said, all hell broke out again. What am I supposed to do? I said, don't you speak in tongues? He said, no. I said, you can learn in 2 minutes. So I taught him how to speak in tongues. I got him filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, prayed the prayer over him. He started speaking in tongues. I said, speak in tongues and say, stop in the name of Jesus. He said, that's it. I said, that's it. So he did it. Everybody calmed down. I said, now I go to my office every day an hour early. I pray Psalm 91 over the place. I take authority I bind up every demon, devil, evil spirit, and I speak in tongues. I said, you read Psalm 91, you speak in tongues, you take authority. The next day he called me up. He goes, oh my, it works. Praise the Lord. His soul began to prosper, to see who he is in Jesus. And we need to see that those diseases and sicknesses and aches and pains and every attack and every symptom, that is a lie of the devil. And we need to tell our body, stop it in the name of Jesus. You line up with the word of God. I need my body to do X, Y, Z. I need my blood sugar to be at this level. I need my blood pressure to be at this level. I'm commanding you, body, to do what I want you to do because that my spirit's in control of my body, and you are now going to obey, and you're not going to run me anymore in Jesus' name. I speak to my bank account, I speak to my income, and I call it to be abundantly blessed in the name of Jesus. That blessings are running to overtake me in the name of Jesus. This is the way that we need to live our life and souls prosper. Remember last week now, what did I say? Last week I said, write down any area in your life that you are still having a challenge with. Because if you're still having a challenge in that area, that means that you're not prospering in your soul. So in the name of Jesus, we just claim right now that everything on your list, and if you haven't made one yet, that you can make it right now. Let's take a couple of minutes. Take a couple of minutes, write down any area you have a challenge with. And if you don't have victory over your body in every area, it better be on that list. Because we want everything to flow, everything to be blessed. Everything to be as God wants you to live your life. So let's just take a few minutes for those of you that need to catch up, or some of you may need to add to your list. And don't put down the negative. Don't put down, I can't pay my rent. Put down what you want, what you think, and what you say prospers and makes your soul successful. Put down, my income exceeds my expenses. God provides for me supernaturally. Put down the solution, not the problem. Okay, you can keep writing if you need to. And we are in this next section now.
Well, just to follow that,
Praise the Lord.
Thanks, dear. All right, listen, I'm just gonna. We think, we believe. Our belief is wrong, our thinking to be wrong. We have to believe correctly what lines up with the Word of God. You're all taught very well here at ABC to follow the Word of God, okay? Luke 6:45, the good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. Now that's what we are. We have good things stored up in our heart. The evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up his heart. We don't have that. Out of the overflow of heart, the mouth speaks. So you're speaking good. You're speaking over yourself. This is key. Now listen, I understand a lot of people about there have been told, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you'll never amount to much. Oh, and all these negative things. Forget about it. Because my God says you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Okay. My God says you can have victory in every part of your life. That is the truth. What anybody else has said that doesn't line up with that, they're mistaken. And I call them liars. They're just mistaken. Okay. In other words, we believe in our heart, what we think in our mind, we will speak and talk out loud. Okay. And when we do, we'll experience not what we want, but what God has promised. But instead, we'll experience what we have been saying about it. Okay? Therefore, to experience the blessing of God in our life, it's vital to us Christians we speak healing and health, provision, prosperity, deliverance, and freedom from addiction, affliction, oppression, depression, or anything else that might come against us. Now, if somebody challenges depression, speak. I have been healed of depression. I am a happy, joyful person in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, so let's speak over our challenges right now. Get your list out. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness.
according to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9.
And I ask you, Holy Spirit,
And I ask you, Holy Spirit,
to teach me
to teach me
to prosper and be in health,
to prosper and be in health,
even as my soul prospers,
even as my soul prospers.
according to 3 John,
According to 3 John,
chapter 1,
chapter 1,
verse 2,
verse 2.
that where I wasn't prospering in my
Where I
soul,
wasn't prospering in my soul,
that you are going to make me
you're going to make
stronger
stronger
in that area.
in that area.
And in the name of
In
Jesus,
the name of
I
Jesus,
take authority and dominion
I take authority and dominion
over my body,
over my body,
over my life,
over my
and
life,
over every challenge on this
over
list.
every challenge on this list.
And I am ruling my life,
I am ruling my life,
not my body.
not my body.
I am not going to be influenced
I am not going to be
by
influenced
demons, devils, and evil
by
spirits,
demons, devils, and evil spirits,
by panic,
by panic,
nor by anxiety,
nor by anxiety,
nor by stress,
nor by stress,
nor by fear,
nor by fear,
because I am fearless
because I am
and
fearless.
I have the full faith of God.
I have the full faith of God.
And I don't walk offended.
I don't walk offended.
I'm a forgiving, loving person.
I'm a forgiving, loving person.
And I thank you, Lord, that I forgive myself.
And I thank you that I forgive myself.
And I refuse
And I
to
refuse
allow past
to
thoughts
allow past thoughts
to hinder me any
to
longer.
hinder me any longer.
Because you said to forget those things that are behind
He said to forget those things that are behind
and press forward
and press
to
forward
the mark of my high calling.
the mark of my high calling.
And I want to finish my race well.
Finish my race well.
I want to be used by God
I want to be used by
to
God
be a blessing,
to be a blessing.
and I am stronger
I am stronger
than any demon, devil, or evil
any
spirit.
demon, devil, evil spirit.
For greater is God that's within
The
me
greatest God that's within me
than he that's in the world,
than he that's in the world
or she,
or she
or any being,
or any
or
being
anything,
or anything.
because I am God's ambassador.
Because I am God's ambassador.
I operate in the glory of God,
Operate in the glory of God.
in the anointing of God,
In the anointing of God.
in the resurrection,
In the resurrection.
dunamis,
Dunamis.
dynamite,
Dynamite.
power of God,
Power of God.
delegated to me
Delegated to me.
that I use in the name of
That
Jesus.
I use in the name of Jesus.
And because I'm submitted to God
Because I'm submitted to God.
and His word,
In his word.
I can resist the devil
I can resist the devil
better than before.
better than before.
And every demon,
And every demon,
devil,
devil,
evil spirit,
evil spirit,
sickness,
sickness,
infirmity,
infirmity,
diagnosis,
diagnosis,
lack,
lack,
every challenge,
every challenge.
flee from me now.
Flee from me now.
In Jesus' name,
In Jesus' name.
amen.
Amen.
Okay, now study the Word of God this week, even if it's 1 minute a day, on the topics that you had challenges in. Ingest the Word of God, believe it, believe that you've received it and it's yours, and then you water your soul with the Word of God. You renew your mind with the Word of God, and that what's the abundance. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So now we are going to speak forth and decree and declare this week that which we desire, not that which we see. Amen? Can
Amen.
y'all do that this week? Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, hope that was a blessing to you. It's communion time. So let's see. I think that Denise, you're gonna do the body, right? We just did a USP, so why don't you do communion, and then Donna is gonna do the blood, and then Pastor James will do the 20 affirmations of 1 Peter 22:24 after. Okay. So you should be unmuted now.
Okay, I'm doing the body.
Yeah, is that okay? Or you...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we can do a USP.
We can do
Again.
another USP. Go ahead. You...
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the
Father.
name of Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Name of
I'm not
Father,
aware
in
of
the name of Jesus.
Jesus. I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
And according to 1 John 1:9,
According to 1 John 1
John
9.
1:9, I have been forgiven of all my sins and unrighteousness.
I've been forgiven of all my sins and
And
cleansed of all unrighteousness
unrighteousness.
in Jesus'
In
name.
His name.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it says in 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 24. That the Lord Jesus, on the night that in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we thank you for this body, which was broken so that we are made whole. I agree and receive in Jesus' name.
I
Amen.
agree and I receive in
Amen.
Jesus' name. Thank you. Good job, Denise. Good job. Okay, and now we're going to Donna Guntal. You can do the blood.
Okay. After the body was broken for us, Jesus took the cup and said, "This is my blood. As often as you drink it, you'll be healed." We stay thankful for his blood that cleanses us, delivers us, gives us peace of mind. May we take your blood now, Lord Jesus, and not take it for granted, because it's only your blood that saves us from our sins. May we now drink this precious blood together as a group and not forget his sacrifice for us.
We can never see it in Jesus'
We
name.
agree and we receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Donna. Good job.
Thank you very much, Don and Denise.
You're
All right,
welcome.
ready? We'll do 20 affirmations now. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready?
We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. One more.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus. Okay, there's a very strong anointing here. So those of you that still need something from the Lord tonight, just go ahead and raise your hands and just receive from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Let's say that together. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Two more. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Last one. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. 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 Wow. A lot of people are getting healed right now. There is this flow, this surge. You know, when the waves come in on shore and hits the beach, that's what's flowing to everybody right now. This surge of the Holy Spirit, a wave of the anointing of God. Thank you, Lord, for that wave of the anointing of God touching each and every person right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Let's just give the Lord a couple of minutes. He just really is touching a lot of people right now. Why do I say raise your hands? Because his anointing, I just see it coming from above, and it touches our hands and goes to the rest of our body. And we just receive it like antennas with our hands. We're just going to be quiet before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If anyone's sensing the Lord in a strong manner, go ahead and put a one in the chat. You're sensing strong presence of the Lord. If you don't know how to do that, you could put your finger up, number one. The Lord is really moving. The Lord is really moving. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. It's very strong anointing. Very strong anointing. Hallelujah. Keep your fingers up. Anybody else in the chat? Hallelujah. Sensing the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Anybody receiving a healing? Put a healing, me too, receiving a healing. Number two in the chat for healing, me too, put a two if you're receiving a healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, two fingers up if you're receiving a healing. You don't know how to put a number two in the chat. Wow, very strong anointing, very strong anointing. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That anointing is breaking a lot of yokes of bondage. What does that mean? Any challenges that you were facing is now diminishing because that anointing is going from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. It's fixing and repairing that which needs to be repaired. It's normalizing whatever needs to be normalized. It's removing what should not be there, excising it. See yourself as the healed one, getting rid of lying symptoms. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of people are receiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, that presence of God is a strong, strong power, removing what shouldn't be in your body and in your life. Just receive that now. Thank you, Lord. Because you're worthy. You're worthy because Jesus died for you. You're valuable. You are a king and queen of the Most High God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Wow. Nice anointing. Do you see why after service prayer on Wednesdays is not needed now? Because we're just going to impart into you that which you need during service. Okay. All right. So next week, communion. Who wants to be volunteered? So you know, Pastor James is going to recruit you anyway. So let's see. Who wants to do it next week?
I'll volunteer.
Okay, Nick, hooray, you haven't done it for a while. Okay, that's great. How about Andrew? You want to do it as well? Can you do it next Wednesday? See if Andrew's still there. He might have walked away. Andrew, are you there? He may have walked away. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Who else? Who else wants to join Nick for communion next week? Okay, I guess you're going to have to recruit somebody.
Deborah, you put her thumb up. There we go.
Deborah, oh, thumbs up. I love it. That's I love good. A thumbs up. Okay, so I'll put Nick.
And Deborah.
And Deborah. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, that was a good service, I think. Did you like that service? Did that help you guys?
Yes.
Is that a blessing to you?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes. I think the common anointing has got to be a blessing.
Amen. 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 That was a great anointing. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's give glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is a series that we're doing a new spin on this series, and we're digging deeper and allowing God to do more. And it's a very exciting series, don't you think?
I love it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to mute everybody for an announcement. Pastor James is going to. Okay.
Don't read that.
Okay.
Every once in a while, challenges attack and things happen. Because we've been not in church together and online so much, many of you did not know, but a season ago, what, Karen?
Can I add something?
Go ahead, dear.
Okay. Sometimes it's hard to announce something that's sad. And the devil's a bad devil, and we all fight the good fight of faith. And we just wanted to let you know that Pastor Matthew's wife, Penny, was taken to the ER. She had an infection challenge, not sure what it was. And she fought the good fight of faith. And they're not sure of everything, but all of a sudden it went into sepsis, which is an infection that'll go through the whole body. And she got promoted to heaven. It was a, you know, very, very sudden, challenging thing. Apostle Joshua has sent emails out earlier this evening. There will be a celebration of life service for her. It will be announced. And many people go through many attacks. And Penny had overcome a lot of things. She had such a beautiful heart. And she really loved God. We will miss her. We love her dearly. And we just wanted you to know. And we're going to ask some of our staff to pray for Pastor Matthew. We're going to ask if people could give him some time, not text him or call him. You know, maybe a snail mail condolence or sympathy card in the mail, or an e-card by email or something could be sent to him, and just give him some time for his heart, you know, to grieve. And it's just was a sudden thing.
So the official announcement came out on Sunday, but since you're going to get an email, I wanted you to hear it from us first. And we love Penny. She's in heaven with Jesus. That's the important thing. And when we're raptured and when the dead in Christ arise, we'll get to see her again. We look forward to that day. Again, we're going to keep our prayers up for Pastor Matthew. They fought a good fight, fought the fight of faith. And sometimes things just happen and we just have to let it go, you know. But you know, we love both of them very much and we send our hearts out to them. But Pastor Matthew is a very unique person in that he's kind of private in certain areas and he needs time for himself. So emails or cards are great, but wait a while before you try calling or contacting him directly, if you would, please. Okay.
So you want to pray for everyone now?
So I'm going to pray now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise, worship, I glorify your holy name. I just bless everybody here today as we all love Penny. We all know we're feeling our personal feelings right now. Lord, you give us all peace right now that the important thing is she's with you. And that we all send our love out to Pastor Matthew. And we just thank you, Lord, for the time we did get to know Penny here. And we just thank you, Lord, that everybody here is in unity to bless the family of ABC together and to support each other during these challenging times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord. And I thank you for comforting each person, especially Pastor Matthew and their family. Being with them and consoling them and giving them a peace that passes all understanding in Jesus' name and sustaining them during this time in Jesus' name. I've asked Annie if she could share what she got this morning in prayer that she didn't even realize applies to so many things. Annie, could you share that? And then afterwards, Peter, you could go.
Yeah, it was actually yesterday during intercession that the Holy Spirit put a impression on my heart that he was going out and comforting everyone, wrapping around those who were grieving, like a wrapping around like a blanket and wiping the tears from their eyes.
And we just impart that blanket of the Holy Spirit right now to each ABCer. And to Pastor Matthew, each staff member, all the after service prayer partners, and all of our ABC family, each and every one of us, in Jesus' name, amen. And Peter?
Question, was it today or yesterday?
Pardon?
Was it today or yesterday?
Tuesday, July 9th at 3:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday, right?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Do you want to pray?
Okay. Father, I lift up Pastor Matthew to you. I know he is strong in you. I know he loved his wife dearly. And he supported her through challenges. They worked through challenges. But now, Lord, she's gone home to you. And we're trying to rejoice that she is home with you. Our hearts are sad, or we feel like we have lost a friend, someone we loved, along with Pastor Matthew. But we lift him up to you, Father, for your comfort, and we thank you, Father, that he is receiving your comfort, and we receive it as well, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We agree in Jesus' name. Thank you, Peter, for praying. And Gwen and Deborah, would you like to pray? Let's see. Gwen, would you like to pray? Let's see if she's there.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Father, we just lift Pastor Matthew and Penny's family, her son and granddaughter and sister-in-laws, and I believe she has a sister too. I just lift them all up to you, Lord, for I'm sure this is a great shock to them. And we pray, Father, for your peace to be with them. Because they are family, hopefully they knew what was occurring, even though most of us didn't know the degree of her challenges. So we just ask your peace to be upon them. And for those of us who are part of the ABC Church family, help us to draw closer together. We all like our privacy. We're all entitled to our privacy. But help us to love one another in such a way that things don't come up suddenly and be a total shock and surprise to so many. So again, Father, we just pray for your peace and for your comfort for the family and for each one of us who will miss Penny, and help us all to be of a support to Pastor Matthew in however, whatever way that he might need. And we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We agree in Jesus' name. Thank you, Gwen. And Susan, are you still on? Would you like to pray? Thank you, Gwen. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just lift up Pastor Matthew to you. I pray for your peace and your love to surround him and comfort him, that he would feel your presence and your love strengthening him and comforting him. And I pray, Father, for the ABC family, that you would all give us that peace that passes understanding to comfort our hearts as we mourn our sister. But we rejoice that she's in heaven with you, Lord. And I just thank you. Thank you for Penny. Thank you for Pastor Matthew. And I just pray for your love to surround him and strengthen him and comfort him, and that your peace that passes all understanding would just flood him. And I just thank you, Father. Thank you for your love and for your mercy and your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. We agree. Frida, would you like to pray? Thank you, Susan. That was very lovely. See, Frida, are you there still?
Father, we know that our dear sister is now with you in her heavenly home, and we will so miss her loving spirit that she shared with everyone that she knew and didn't know, and her love and devotion to you and your son, Jesus. And we thank you for this wonderful celebration that she had as she entered her new home. And we know that it will be another eternity she will be there. And once again, there will be a time when Pastor Matthew, they will be together once again, and she's with her family. And we just pray blessings over all of her family that are still here, and our brothers and sisters at ABC who are still here, and how we will miss her. We thank you, Father, for receiving our dear sister with such jubilee and love. Thank you, Father.
That was beautiful, Frida. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So if you'd all keep Pastor Matthew prayers, we really appreciate it. I'm sure all of us have our personal feelings. I'm going to close in prayer now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We send these prayers out right now to comfort all the people who are challenged by the fact that Penny's gone home. We're happy she's with you, Jesus, but we will miss her. And we know we'll see her again. We look forward to that day. But for right now, we comfort everybody right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, you can all unmute yourselves. Hold on just a second here.